Welcome to the Big Z Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hartzler's Quality Housing and DAC Vitamins and Minerals.
Hey, welcome in, Big Z Sports fans. It's our weekly podcast. Oh, there's Chris Kale. I didn't see you there, man.
I am here.
I am merely Eric McElroy, thanks to DAC Vitamins and Minerals and Hartzler's Quality Housing. Not only sponsoring your weekly podcast, but of course, big fans of the Friday night show too, which is kind of what we'll start with, Chris. We'll go back to Friday, even a couple finals on Thursday with high school football. We'll look ahead to week number two. Also some college football action. The NFL starts this weekend. Before you know it, there's no turning back and baseball goes to the back burner because, you know, we're all football frenzied out right now.
Well, the bottom line is it's going to be snowing. Summer's over. Labor Day, yesterday, summer's over.
The autumnal equinox is still a couple of weeks away, so we still have some
the
time.
The Chris Kale summer is Memorial Day to Labor Day, and after that, it's fall.
Okay, week one, we had some Thursday finals with a couple of local teams. One, your alma mater, of course.
Yes, the Dover Tornadoes, they defeated Loren Park at home 44-6. Aiden Hall, new sophomore quarterback for the Dover Tornadoes, obviously replacing last year's Big Z Sports Player of the Year and all-time leading passer in Dover Tornado history.
No pressure.
Yes, he is the sophomore Aiden Hall. He was 9-17, 108 yards, 3 touchdowns, did throw one pick. He also had a rushing touchdown on the day. Nathan Ravine, his favorite target, 6 catches, 52 yards, and 3 scores as the Tornadoes move to 1-0. I think everybody pretty much thought that that was going to happen. Sandy Valley, they were in a tough one with Fairless for a little while. The big thing with Sandy Valley, they had over 100 yards in penalties.
Yeah, they should have maybe scored 40 or 50 points in this game. But, when you have close to 140 yards in penalties, that'll hold the offense back a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely did. They did defeat Fairless 28-10. Cam Blair, the junior quarterback who started since he was a freshman, he was 11-20, 148 yards, 2 touchdowns, 13 carries, 61 yards. Brendan Obradovich had 23 carries, 73 yards and a touch. Brady Russell, 2 touchdown catches for the Cardinals, and that wraps up Thursday for us.
Yeah, and then Friday, of course, we were busy with week number one of high school football right here on 99.9 WTUZ with Big Z Sports. Joe was here, Nick was here, Rachel was in the back. It was a full house as our game of the week had New Philadelphia shutting out Maysville by a final of 49-0. Baron May, a name we'll be hearing obviously a lot throughout the season, and maybe the many first of many awards throughout the year. He was Joe's hats off award recipient from Friday. Baron May had 4 touchdown passes. I know John Schiretti played well, had a couple of touchdown runs as well, Kale.
Yeah, Schiretti had 2 touchdown runs. Baron actually had 3 TD passes.
Oh, one was
on
a run.
The ground.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
4 total. Northwest, they beat Claymont 48-7. Brody Rao had the lone Mustangs touchdown. He had 9 carries and 60 yards.
Also, Indian Valley over Coshocton 42-7. Zach Love, 3 touchdown runs, including a 51-yarder. Cole Lancaster played well offensively and defensively. If you haven't seen his hit on 4th down, in which Shannon Thomas gathered for us on the sidelines, you need to go see that on our Facebook page. And Zach Love was Nick McWilliams' inaugural Hats Off Award winner.
It was, and his 13 carries, 150 yards, was a nice game for him. Like you had said, Cole Lancaster scored. Kent Shootball had a rushing touchdown. Shane Thornton scored. Indian Valley had just shy, 15 yards shy of 300 on the ground.
Nice. Our next game, Chris, is a new nickname that we've come to know and love after only 1 week.
Yes. Garaway, they handled Harrison Central 49-13. Video game Garrett Newsom.
Hey now.
He threw for 4 TDs. He was 11-17, 174 yards. He had 202 yards on the ground with 13 carries, and he ran for 3 more. He was our Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Good Hands Player of the Week. That was video game Garrett Newsom.
Yeah, no doubt about it, that one on Friday night as the the stats and the numbers were rolling in. Ridgewood over Northwestern 49-15. Young sophomore quarterback Gabe Tingle, Chris, 3 passing touchdowns and 2 rushing touchdowns as well.
Yeah, 9-15, 208 yards. He had 4 carries, 67 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the ground. How about Connor Kunze, our boy, 2 catches, 96 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's a pretty good average.
Yeah.
Isaiah Lamnick had 4 carries, 72 yards on the ground. Ridgewood, they took care of Northwestern pretty handily.
History was made after that, Chris.
History?
Yes.
It was. Newcomerstown ended their 24-game winless streak with a 41-0 spanking shutout at Fairfield Christian, Christian.
The Irish, not so lucky that night. What I did there.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Cool. Wyatt Connor, he had 6 carries, 57 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He was my Hats Off Award winner. Trenton Newkirk, Ryan Miller also scored on the ground. How about Gavin Little, 7 carries, 51 yards, and a 41-yard interception return. He also had a rushing touchdown on the ground. Colton Meek had a score as well. So Wyatt Connor, Gavin Little, good games. Newcomerstown rolled early. We'll see what they do in week number 2.
It was nice to see him get a big win like that just to build momentum as they go throughout the season after week 1. In a tight game which came down to the final seconds, Tuskegee Valley, they trailed late in the game, came back to tie it up with Wayndale at 28 apiece. They actually had to try at an extra point that they missed, which would have gave them a 1-point lead. Wayndale, the Golden Bears, ended up winning it in the end, 34-28. Tanner Phillips had a touchdown run and a touchdown pass in the loss for the Trojans. Heartbreaking loss in week 1.
Yeah, I actually had him for 2 TDs, one to Brian, I believe it's Mauner, and then John Baumer was the other touchdown reception, and Tristan Tesh had a 5-yard TD run. So, just a tough break in Coach Dickerhoff's first game, but you know what, Tuskegee Valley looking good, and Tanner Phillips, 2 touchdown passes, that's 2 more touchdown passes than Tuskegee Valley had all year last year. So, you gotta like that a little bit coming out of Tuskegee Valley having a passing game.
That stat from the Kale Sports Bureau right there. Our next game at Strasburg, shutting out Conanton Valley as the Tigers played spoiler that night, Chris.
Yeah, they did. The new stadium out there, new turf at Conanton Valley. And unfortunately for the Rockets, they could not get in the end zone. Strasburg behind 2 Lucas Lindsay's touchdown runs.
Three.
No, he actually had 2.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Stats directly from Coach Metzger.
All right.
So he only had 2. I believe it was Javier, somebody. It was number 1. He actually had the, maybe Troyer. He had the first touchdown of the game, actually. And then Lucas Lindsay put in the other 2. He had 13 carries, 209 yards, Eric, and he was your Hats Off Award winner.
Yeah, no doubt about that. A guy putting up big numbers in week number 1, Lucas Lindsay. We'll get those t-shirts made up.
Yes.
Go ahead, West Holmes.
Yes, West Holmes. They beat Triway 31-24. Peyton McKinney, 12 of 24, 241 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also had a couple carries for 12 yards on the ground. Hayden Baker, 11 carries, 97 yards and a touchdown. And Brady Taylor, a kid that Coach Zach Gardner said is going to be dynamic for them, 4 catches, 129 yards, 2 touches. So West Holmes rolled. Once they got things rolling, they really, that offense really got caught fire for them against Triway.
They forgot it was week 1 and not a scrimmage anymore, and it took them a little while to get the offense rolling.
Right. And then, of course, St. Clairsville, they beat Carrollton 28-6 in Coach Jim Salimos' first game under the helm of the Carrollton Warriors. Carrollton kind of bounced around, was in that game at times. Of course,
their defense kept them in it again.
Yes. And of course, Nick Rautabush was out there covering the game for us. We appreciate his coverage this weekend. And Carrollton, if they score more than 6 points, they've won the last year in one game. So
if you only score 6, though, you're not going to beat a lot of people.
Well, that's what I mean. If they score 6, they don't win. So if they score 7, they win.
Even one more than that is not a lot of points.
It wouldn't have been enough, but you get my point.
TCC, they lost on Saturday, too, to Lancaster Fisher Catholic. The final there was 28-14, so the Saints start the year off 0-1.
Yeah, Toby Grossi, a touchdown run for the Saints. Alex Price hit Jake Miller for a two-yard touchdown. Fisher Catholic had 398 yards of total offense. TCC 243. The difference in the ball game, I believe twice TCC was stopped inside the 10-yard line on downs.
That was a huge
difference in the ball game. Once was at the 9-yard line. I'm not sure 100% where the other one was, but when you get stopped inside the 10 on downs, that's going to hurt you each and every time, and it did for Coach Cummings' squad. But I'm sure they will rebound. You know from the preview show talking to Coach Cummings, he was very worried about that game. That was a game that he said he was super, super worried about.
Two playoff teams.
So they got that out of the road. They should have probably maybe won that game or at least been closer. If you convert those two touchdowns, you're tied with them. So, I'm sure Coach Cummings is happy, but not happy.
A learning lesson after week one for TCC and a few other teams in our area. Now, listen, our post-game show, we had a number of coaches, Chris Slusser from Ridgewood, Dirk Gadd from Newcomerstown, Metzger from Strasburg, Lancaster from Indian Valley, Jason Wallach, Matt Dennison, and Zach Gardner.
Wait, that's a record.
That might be a record. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you throw Gamble in there
from
the 5 o'clock hour, that would have been 8.
Sold.
So there you go. All those interviews from Friday up in the podcast section, or if you're watching on Facebook Live, we were live during that whole segment, our post-game show too. So you can go check it out if you want. Wednesday night, we will have the history-setting and record-breaking Newcomerstown Trojans in the building, Chris. That's tomorrow already.
I know. I can't believe it. This week is already, it seems like it's over. But I'll tell you what, the Newcomerstown Trojans head coach Dirk Gadd going to bring some players in, spend the evening with us from 6 to 7 on 99.9 WTUZ, and of course we'll have some segments on Facebook Live. They will be in here for the Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Extra Point Show. Again, that's Wednesday from 6 to 7 right here on Z Country and on Facebook Live.
Yeah, we'll look forward to talking to Dirk Gadd and the guys about their big win, what they're looking forward to for the rest of the season, and everything else. Week 2 shaping up like this. Of course, we'll have you covered on Friday night right here from 5 into 11. It's a marathon as we lead you up to kickoff, give you updates and live look-ins and highlights throughout the night, and then our post-game show at 10. Chris, we'll go rapid fire here if you want back and forth. We'll have a stringer at Sandy Valley and Minerva, or either Ridgewood and Riverview, as those two teams are playing. I don't know where we're sending Josh Lewis quite yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to figure that out, but we do know where our guy Shannon will be.
Yeah, Shannon will be at Indian Valley as they host Manchester. That possibly going to be our game of the week. That's kind of initially looking at that game in New Philadelphia at Struthers. Adam Sweski will have you covered at that game as well.
Yeah, Travis McClellan will be on hand, I do believe, in Canfield. We'll see as the Dover Tornadoes travel for their first road contest of the season. Strasburg on the road too at Rootstown.
Tuskegee Valley, they host Fairless, and Claymont playing host to Coshocton. That might be a good game for Claymont to get the track righted on the season.
You're right about that. Coshocton coming off a tough loss against Indian Valley in week one. TCC at Grove City Christian. Newcomerstown could start the year 2-0 at Buckeye Trail. It won't be easy, but a winnable game.
Yeah, no Zach Grafton in Buckeye Trail country anymore with the Warriors without him, so it should be very interesting. Carrollton at Coventry, and West Holmes, they travel to Tuslaw.
Don't forget about our buddy Nick Rodebush,
Carrollton,
Coventry, as he's making the trip to Comet Country to see that game.
And I know
game.
Joe and Travis both going to cover a lot of Facebook Live of the next game you're going to talk about.
Yeah, Garraway at Bel Air. It's actually a Saturday game, September the 7th at 7 o'clock. That's at Bel Air?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're going to, the OHSAA says that obviously Friday nights, we have to be very careful what we do on Facebook Live. But on Thursday and Saturdays and those sort of things, we can do what we want. So
wow.
I know they're going to cover a lot of Facebook Live from that Garraway game on Saturday.
We tend to do what we want anyways.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is what it is, right? If we want to do what we want, we do what we want.
Hey, if you were monitoring Facebook over the weekend, you may have saw our good pals who aren't here right now, Joe and Nick. Down in the Horseshoe at Columbus, courtesy of Dr. Nathan Springer, DDS, SpringerOrtho.com, bringing you our Buckeye breakdowns all season long. They were there covering that game in a Buckeyes opener, which had a 45-21 win over Florida Atlantic. It started off hot, Chris, 28-0 before you could blink and get settled in on your couch and everything else, but then things sort of steadied off after that for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I mean, they just settled things down, which is kind of expected, right? I mean, it's one of those things where once you get a big lead, there's no use in, you know, you knew that this game was over early, right? I mean, it just is what it is. So rein back the horses a little bit. Do what you got to do. They started to go a little bit more ball control. But your thoughts on Justin Fields?
Justin Fields looked good, especially right off the bat, right, with the 51-yard touchdown run. Yep. And then the touchdown pass to tight end Jeremy Ruckert. By the way, it's good to see Jeremy Ruckert get involved, a highly touted recruit, like one of the top tight ends in the country a couple years ago.
Four catches, 38 yards, two touches for him.
Yeah, but it's hard to judge, you know, the Buckeyes after this game. I mean, Justin Fields basically on all of his touchdown passes were thrown to wide open guys like Benjamin Victor. I mean, those, you know,
come on, balls, Ben Victor, go up and get it, whether you throw it 7 feet in the air.
Those balls were uncontested, really.
I know what you mean.
It'll be interesting to see as the schedule goes along and as the season goes along to see how Justin Fields progresses. Yeah, all signs are pointing upward, a dual-threat quarterback. J.K. Dobbins looked nice with 21 carries, a touchdown, 91 yards as well. The same with Ryan Day, too. Obviously, the verdict's still out on him once we get into conference play and he starts playing some of these big games. But this is what you want to see. You want to see him start hot and blow these teams out, which is what they should be doing in Week 1.
Absolutely, they should be doing that. And Justin Fields, his number's 18 of 25, 234 yards, and four touchdowns. He had 12 carries, 61 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. Chris Olave, who you remember, many remember, he was one of those walk-ons, didn't have a scholarship a couple of years ago. He had five catches, 68 yards, and a touchdown. Ben Victor had two catches, 65 yards, and two touchdowns.
Ben.
It's B-I-N,
Jimin.
It's Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's my boy Vic. That's all we call him.
Just call him Vic.
Vic. Instead of Vince. All right. So moving on to some other scores, Eric, we can kind of rapid fire if you want here as well. Number one, Clemson. They blew out Georgia Tech 52-14.
I know Alabama rolled over the Duke Blue Devils. It's not basketball season. It's football season. 42-3.
Number three, Georgia. They beat Vandy 30-6.
I know another great game on Saturday over the weekend was Auburn and Oregon. The Tigers over the Ducks there in Arlington, Texas, 27-21.
Yeah, a little upset. Number seven, that team up north over Middle Tennessee State, 40-21. They let Middle Tennessee State score 21 points.
We let FAU score 21.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah.
Where are you now? No, I'm just kidding.
Good point.
Hey, Penn State put up 79 on Idaho.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad. And at number four, Oklahoma, they took down Houston 49-31. And then there was another game.
I didn't see any of that last night. The 35-17 win, Notre Dame over Louisville.
I didn't see any of it either because I don't have my dish working. And I won't have it until next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah. You see why I'm a little antsy? No air conditioning.
What are you going to do this weekend?
80 degrees in the house and no TV. It's not fun in my house. Not fun in the Kale household.
Well, I don't know if Hartzler's Quality Housing can help you or not with any of that stuff. But maybe
Jack vitamins and minerals can keep me awake.
They can do something. Of course, Hartzler's.com to see more Hartzler's Quality Housing. Also, feeddac.com. Thanks to them for sponsoring our podcast. From high school to college to the NFL now, Chris, the NFL's 100th season going to kick off on Thursday with one of the more storied rivalries in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Browns and the Steelers.
Soon to be again. Oh, okay. Soon to be again. Travel to the Windy City to take on the monsters of the Midway, the Chicago Bears. They should have hired me to do that. Soldier Field, Chi-Town, NBC,
be a great game.
Thursday nighter. One of those rare Thursday night games where the champions aren't opening things up, the Pats.
And just thank God I have to work on Thursday, so I actually get to watch this game.
You have to work on Thursday?
Yes.
Oh, so you will have TV?
Yes.
Got you. I see
you
what
I'm saying.
I see
there?
What you're saying.
All right.
Well, we alluded to the Pats game. Of course, they host the Steelers on Sunday Night Football as New England hanging another banner. Chris with his Steelers hat on right now.
Spoiling the party.
Which is prominent. So we'll see if Big Ben, James Conner, and Juju will live up to the task and spoil that party.
They're going to tug the Patriots and Robert Kraft right out of there.
Wow. Also, the Cleveland Browns, one of the most highly anticipated openers of the season, and really, if you're a Browns fan since 1999, what other opener has been more highly highly touted than this one?
The bottom line is, I watched Tennessee against Pittsburgh in that week three kind of dress rehearsal, and I was not impressed with Marcus Mariota. I was not impressed with their offensive line. So I think the Browns have a great shot to go 1-0. Here's the thing. Do you think that this is almost a must win? Because, and the reason why I say that is obviously schedule-wise, week one, it's not. But for fans and the critics and everything else, because if they go into week one with all this hype and they lose to Tennessee, they're going to be scrutinized all week long.
Listen, you're not going to get me to say it's a must win in week number one. There's no way I'm going to say that. But I will say this. They've only won one home opener, or a season opener for that matter, since they've been back since 99.
I know.
I believe that was 2001 when, flashback here, when Jeff Garcia was our quarterback. So that's how long ago that was. I remember we beat the Ravens that day. So there's pressure going into to an opener, if you're the Browns or not, just for that simple fact, I think. But yeah, a lot of expectations going into this game. I think if they start hot, everything will be all right. But if they start a little slow, it's a tight game, then you may see some things happen, you know, that are uncharacteristic, like, you know, Odell dropping a ball or something. I don't know. It's just... That's just something I'm saying.
Is that uncharacteristic?
But I don't know what to expect from this game. I know, like I said, the most anticipated opener for the Browns probably since 99.
Yeah, I agree.
And expectations are through the roof. Yep. Should they probably beat Tennessee, talent on talent, paper
Absolutely.
On paper?
Absolutely,
you're at home,
they should.
Probably. But, you know, they are still the Browns.
Did you take them in your picks?
They still play on the lakefront. I haven't done my picks yet. So
I can tell you. That I took them.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to do my picks tomorrow because I plan on waking up tomorrow feeling dangerous. So I'll do my picks tomorrow.
Guess who I didn't pick?
Tell me.
I didn't pick the Steelers.
Gotcha. So you picked the Pats then?
I did. Hey. Even though I will be rooting for the Steelers.
A little reverse psychology.
Yes.
Baltimore at Miami. Also, Indy at the L.A. Chargers. No Andrew Luck, obviously. Phillip Rivers is still around, though.
Jacoby Brissett.
Who's that guy? Cincinnati at Seattle. Also, New York at Dallas to start things off. And the two Monday night games. There's two Monday night games, Kale, again, with the kickoff of week one.
Yeah, and the Bengals are going to get pounded out
where are they
on
at
the West
again?
Coast. At Seattle. Good luck with that. Have fun, Bengals. All right, yeah, two games. 7:10 on Monday. Houston, they take on the New Orleans Saints at the Superdome. And then Denver, they travel out to Oakland. The final home opener for the Oakland Raiders.
The Raiders.
At 10:20.
The Raiders.
Final home opener. Before they are the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, before they disappear into a black hole and go to Las Vegas, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you want to bet they win a Super Bowl within 3 years?
Was that a pun because they're going to Vegas, a bet?
Yes.
I don't know about that. If they win another Bowl before the Browns get there, I'll be pretty upset. Oh. I'm just saying that.
It's all about staying healthy for all these teams, right?
Hey,
across the board.
Former Brown, now current Steeler, Joe Hayden, new year, 3 year contract, $32 million bucks. It's going to keep him in Pittsburgh through 2021. 2-time Pro Bowl, the Cleveland Browns. I remember that day we cut him and you guys signed him. It was a sad day. Still have my Joe Hayden jersey, number 23, that I may bust out one day, but not while he's wearing that black and gold.
Bottom line is, he'll retire as a Steeler now because I see that being.
What do you mean retire as a Steeler?
Well, that's it for him.
Well, yeah, officially, like when he hangs it up.
That 3 year contract, he's done.
But say, and he's not going to be.
I'm not saying he will go into the Hall of Fame
right.
or anything.
If
I don't
were,
know that he's a Hall of Fame corner
he's
anyway.
Not. He's not. But yeah, if he were going in as a Hall of Famer,
yeah,
you know,
it'd be interesting.
It'd be the
what
Browns.
If he wins, what if he wins wins a title with the Steelers in those
It's a conversation
years?
I'm not willing to have. Because it's not happening.
Right.
Not happening.
Right.
Hey, October the 22nd is a very important day. You want to know why? Because it's my birthday. Also, I will tell you why. It's a very important day. Wow. World Series in the NBA regular season, both starting on that day.
What?
NBA openers, game one of the World Series, and my 34th all on the same day.
Do the Cavs win 10 games?
10? Oh, heck yeah, they win more than 10 games. They have talent on that team, man. Colin Sexton should have been an all-star, and he played like an all-star second half of the year. Kevin Love, as long as he's healthy, and the two first-round draft picks that they got, which I don't even remember their names right now.
That's my point. I'll give you 10, because, I mean, you probably...
What are you talking about? 10 wins.
I'll bet you they don't win 20 games. You want to throw a little bet down? I'll bet you they don't win 20.
I bet you they do.
Okay, I'll bet you some Pizza Hut Buffett that the Cleveland Cavaliers don't win 20 games.
It's basically a third of their games. I bet you they do.
Okay.
They have to.
You heard it here on Facebook Live.
They're going back
on the podcast.
They're going back to the finals.
I will rewind it whenever April gets here, and my boy will be...
I didn't say yes Buffett. Or not. I want to look at some things. Let me look.
Oh, beep, beep, beep.
Cavs will win 20 plus, for sure. It's 20 games.
20. They didn't win 20 last year, I don't think.
I'm almost positive
they won like 18.
That's pretty bad. That's really bad.
I'm just saying. That'll be a pretty cool day, though.
LeBron, we miss you.
Yeah. The whole Lakers championship run starts October 22nd, apparently.
Great.
On your birthday.
On my birthday. Hey, this too.
What are you going to be, 28?
I wish. 34. I just said that.
Oh, you're going to be 34.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Don't look a day over 28, though. Hey, real quick, Indians got swept in their weekend series with Tampa Bay. That was very important because that's who was directly behind us in the wild card. Now they're right above us by a half game. There was good news that came from the game Sunday, though. How about Cookie, Carlos Carrasco, Chris, making his return from the mound after battling leukemia. Yeah, one inning in relief. What a scene, though. Both teams, all the fans in attendance at Tropicana Field. Showing their love.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully he battles back. I don't know what their plans are with him. Are they planning on just using him out of the pen? Are they going to just see how things go and then put him back as a starter as we get into September?
I don't know if they try and toss him back in the rotation or not. I would think maybe just keep him in the pen if you need a little help here and there. I don't know. Don't rush him back. It looks like Kluber is not going to be with us at all.
That's my point.
So maybe you do go that route. I don't know. Yeah. The Indians won yesterday after that three-game losing streak. Santana, Bowers, homered, Franmil Reyes, the three-run double. 11-3, the final over the Chicago White Sox. They play again tonight at 7:10.
Yeah, three more games with Chicago starting at 7:10 tonight. 5.5 behind Minnesota, and like you said, half game behind the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, who's directly behind? I do have it right here. Who's directly behind the Indians in the wild card, because I know it's not that big of a lead. Oakland right behind us. Basically, we're tied with Oakland record-wise, 80-58.
Well, there's two wild cards.
Correct? Yeah, so if the wild card were to start today, we would play Oakland for the one
spot. For the one game.
To
go on to play the divisional series. Right. Because they got that two wild card, or those two wild card teams play in that one game, winner take all, go to play the highest seeded team in each conference.
We will know, Chris Kale, by Sunday, September the 15th, if the Indians are playing for solely the wild card or still the division, because you mentioned the White Sox series, they have a few more with them. Then they go at Minnesota for three. At the LA Angels for three, and back to Cleveland for Minnesota with three more.
Huge six games between the Minnesota Twins.
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to – they took care of business and what? Won three out of four the last time they were here.
Yeah, that was in Minnesota.
And that was
right, in
Minnesota. So that was when they kind of climbed back and basically tied the division when that happened. And then they went on this terrible slump at the end of August. And now they find themselves right back where they started, 5.5 games behind them. So we'll have to see. The Pirates, they beat Colorado 6-2 on Sunday.
Swept them, didn't they?
A four-game sweep to move to 60-77. They're 3.5 back of the Reds. I'm still alive for that steak dinner.
I'm still alive.
The Reds, they lost to the Philadelphia Phillies 7-1 yesterday to drop to 64-74.
Bryce
they
Harper game, smashing.
Yeah, they came. They play game 2 of 4 tonight at 6:40. The Pirates, they host Miami for 3 starting tonight at 7:05. And then in racing news, Erik Jones won his second career race in his 100th start at Darlington for the Southern 500 Sunday night. It was rain delayed, didn't start till about 10:15, 10:30. I ran over to my mother-in-law's because I don't have cable or TV and watched it until almost 2 in the morning. My boy Kyle Larson finished second, Kyle Busch third, Kevin Harvick fourth, Brad Keselowski in fifth. The final race before the chase, 3 guys battling to get in unless somebody would win a race from out of left field to get into the playoffs. The final race before the chase takes place Sunday at the Brickyard at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Brickyard 400. Should be interesting. Will Power took the win at Portland on the IndyCar side. And then we had a big weekend at Midvale on local side of things. Rich Rohr, one of the soon-to-be Hall of Famers, the winningest driver in the main event Outlaw Tour, probably the winningest driver in Midvale Speedway history. Hadn't won a feature in 6 years. He won a race last Saturday to win his first feature in 6 years. Now he's won back-to-back races. He took the Ohio Invitational at Midvale Speedway yesterday afternoon.
Just call him the Newcomerstown Trojans then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Richie Rohr, the legend that is Rich Rohr in the black number 7, takes home the Ohio Invitational yesterday. Great racing. You know, just a good time. Ryan Tedesco won in a modified. My buddy Bill Aubill, thinking about him, he had a throttle hang wide open going into turn 1 on a restart, and car went almost upside down, hit the pit wall, pretty much destroyed a brand new race car that's about 3 weeks old.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's went to work this morning. He said he's not moving very good, but
well, whenever my throttle hangs out wide open, things right. Don't go well.
You hit a concrete wall at 100 mile an hour, it's not a good thing.
No, so, thanks.
You know, but no, glad thanks. To see Bill's doing all right. And battery attests, and he's doing good. Brent Schreffler won the compacts, and TJ Steinman won the open modified race. So only 2 more weeks left in the regular season at Midvale.
Wow.
This week, September 7th, skid plate race, mini truck season championship. September 14th is the actual season championship night for all the rest of the divisions. And then in October, the fall classic. It ends up October 12th and 13th with the season-ending trailer race and destruction that is.
Wow. You say destruction, that'll get all the guys coming.
Yes, it's always a good time.
Hey, you mentioned you're up till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
The other day watching that race. You know the last time I was up in the 2 a.m. hour?
Probably last night.
This morning when I got up for work. So there you go.
You got up for work at 2 a.m.?
It was like 2:50-ish, man. Damn. Something like that.
I know.
You know how it is when you're tossing and turning. A lot of things on the brain, Chris Cale.
Hey, I know all about it.
Hey, again, remind the folks about Wednesday and then again Friday and then close out the pod and I'll be the cameraman this time.
All right, sounds good. All right, don't forget Wednesday night, the Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Extra Point Show right here on 99.9 WTUZ and on Facebook Live. The Newcomerstown Trojans, after snapping their 24-game winless streak, they are in the studio. So Dirk Gadd and the boys will be here on Wednesday night from 6 to 7 right here on Z Country. And then, of course, Friday night from 5 to 11, the best high school sports coverage lives right here on Z Country 99.9. We'll be on Facebook Live. We'll have SportsCenter, right, on Facebook and Twitter. Of course, all of our stringers out at games. We will keep you covered. We'll break down all the games in our pregame show, the Wood Electric pregame show. Then we will head out to the field, do our live look-ins. We'll have our halftime show and then the best postgame show in Tuscarawas County, where we talk to the coaches and we shell out some chocolate milk courtesy of the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmer. So join us this Friday night, of course, from 5 to 11, and Wednesday night from 6 to 7 for the Extra Point. For Eric McElroy, I will see you on Friday or on Wednesday night, and then again on Friday night for the Big Z Sports Podcast. Thank you to DAC Vitamins and Minerals, HeartSource Quality Housing. We'll see you guys next time.
This podcast has been a presentation of Big Z Sports, brought to you by DAC Vitamins and Minerals and Hartzler's Quality Housing.